Victory Liberty Eagles. They'll start with Parker Toon, an outstanding junior, a great athlete, and he wears number 2. Alex Toon, his little brother, a sophomore, wears number 3. Gavin Reese, a 3-year starter for Liberty High School, wearing number 10. He is a senior. Brayton Wells gets the start tonight, number 40, wearing number 40. He is a junior. And Braden Mays with the start tonight. He wears number 12. And the junior will start for Coach Harrell and the Liberty Eagles. The Bubbly head coach, Justin Harrell, assisted by Chris Holland. Liberty Eagles are 18-10 coming into the game tonight. For the Thayer Bobcats, same lineup we've seen pretty much all season long. The senior Easton Pitts at the point. Senior Devin Harrington doing his Devin Harrington stuff. Brandon Prince, the big muscle in the middle, along with Hollis Deckard on the perimeter, and big Cooper Clark holding things down inside for the Thayer Bobcats. Pitts, Harrington, Prince, Deckard and Clark for Thayer. Toon, Reese, Wells, and Mays for the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. Well, we've got an opportunity here. I want to say thanks to some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, Kenny Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Booth and Thayer Farmston, the Alton Bank and the Branch, Bank of Birch Street, Seed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, along with Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11th Warren River Tunnel Company in Thayer. All right, both teams are finishing their pregame warm-ups. We're going to get ready for the national anthem here in just a bit, and the announcement of starting lineup for a huge crowd here for the district championship. Again, the Class 3, District 10. Again, the winner of this game will play the winner of the game, which is getting ready to start between the Greenwood Greenwood and Thayer Grove. And that one also should be a really good ball game. And by the way, that game will be on Monday night. And whoever wins here, the game on Monday will be on the road. All right? And then whoever wins on Monday, if it's Thayer or whoever, then that game on Thursday, or on Friday, I'm sorry, would be at Thayer if the Thayer Bobcats win. So we'll talk about all that as the time moves along. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Got to win the district championship before you start talking about the postseason. I'm going to step away. We've got our national anthem coming up, and now for the starting lineup. You're listening to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat pregame show. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
And welcome back to the Tiger Fieldhouse for the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Bayer Bobcat pregame show. We're just about set for Bayer Bobcat basketball here in the Class 3 District 10 Championship. We're going to have the announcement of the starting lineup as we get ready to go. 8 minutes on the clock. Three-man officiating crew is here. And doing a thanks to the folks at Ozark Healthcare for providing you the pregame activity for tonight. And we'll say thank you some more to your Bayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game tonight. They include Forstlers in Bayer and Ashland, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eppman of Bayer and West Plains, the Bayer Walmart store, Park Hometown Fresh Food Store in Bayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains, along with Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Bayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Bayer, and Allen Supported Living in Bayer, Charlotte Allen, your owner. And most of these folks that are boosted in the Bobcat are here tonight. Matter of fact, we'll say thanks to Big D's Barbecue. And so Big D's sitting right down there. Who's at home cooking the barbecue, Big D? Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Bayer, one of your Bayer Bobcat boosters. Right there now, the starting lineup again for the Liberty Eagles. It is Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Brayton Wells, and Braden Mays. Then for the Bayer Bobcat, Easton Pitt, Devin Harrington, Brandon Flint, Hollis Deckard, and Cooper Clark. We'll take time out. We'll be back with your tip-off in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
We're back at the Tiger Fieldhouse. Here is a first introducing the Bayer Bobcats. What a great job they're doing tonight. They got the lights flickering, the spotlights going. A lot of good music, great atmosphere. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what high school basketball is all about. District Championship Night, the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament coming to a close. Bayer, the number one seed. Liberty, the number 3. And let's get ready to play basketball. Liberty Eagles first to break the huddle and get out on the court. It'll be big Brayton Wells stepping into the center circle. He is 6'8". And Saturday night, he out-jumped the Bayer Bobcats Devin Harrington to win the tip. By the way, again, these teams did play last Saturday, and Bayer got the win in that game, 64-49. Hard to beat the same opponent two times, especially two times this close together. And the Liberty Eagles control the tip. Toon's got it. Swings on the right side to Reese. Reese holds it high. Al's leaning around the other side to Alex Toon. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound tipped up and controlled by the Bayer Bobcats. Here comes Easton Pitts up the left side to take it to the middle of the floor. Liberty going to drop back in the zone. They're going to double team, it looks like, on Harrington. Harrington down the low block. Bayer working around the perimeter with Trent. Goes to the high block to Harrington. Back outside to Decker. Thought about the three. Now penetration in the lane. Dumps it down inside to Cooper Clark. Comes up with a shot and he's fouled on the play. Coop will go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 10, Gavin Reese, got down there. And it was a great play by Hollis Decker. The penetrating dish, my favorite play in high school basketball. Because I was always the guy that had to penetrate and give it to a guy that could actually make a basket. Here's Cooper Clark from the free throw line. First one up and no good. Boy, tell me about these rims here at Houston. The Bayer Bobcats had a terrible night shooting free throws on Wednesday night. Hoping for a better outcome from the free throw line here tonight. Second free throw for Clark is up and good. Coop's on the board, and the Bayer Bobcats lead it 1-0, just underway here in Houston. Liberty Eagles bring the ball across the timeline. They'll swing it on the right side for Reese. Reese gives up out front for Toon. This is Parker Toon. Had a good night Saturday when the Bobcats played. He had a good night here in the win over Willow Springs on Wednesday night. And a pass in the middle is going to be picked away by Cooper Clark. Bobcats on the semi-break. They'll kick it up to Deckard for three out of the corner. Up the rim, no good. Rebound volleyed up, controlled by Brandon Prince. Sends in the lane. Scoop is up. Wouldn't go down, but he's fouled on the play. And it'll be Brandon Prince going to the free throw line to shoot two free throws for the Bayer Bobcats. Fouls on number 40. That is Brayton Wells. That'll be the first on the big man for the Liberty Eagles. And the second team foul on Liberty But we're not even a minute into the game yet. First free throw for Prince is up and good. Brandon Prince hits one from the free throw line. Thayer up two. They wave it off. Waves it off. He stepped over the line too early. He has a tendency to do that sometimes, so they wave that one off. Second one is on the way, and it is good. That time he stepped backwards. So Brandon Prince with 2 points. Actually with 1 point. And the Thayer Bobcats lead 2-0. Liberty with the ball again. Out front, they get it to Reese. Reese gives over to Alex Toon. Alex leaves it back out to Reese. Davidal surveys the situation inside. Nobody open. Swings it around the horn. Gets it back on the right side. Now dumps to the high post. Shot is partially blocked. And the rebound out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Liberty ball. Easton Pitts down there. This is who was for Thayer blocked the shot. I think it was Brandon Prince. Liberty then down under the bucket. Looking to lob it inside. They do. Wells makes the catch. Looking to make a move. Pulls up with a shot. That is good. Wells powers that one up over Harrington and gets his first two of the night, first 2 points of the game for the Liberty Eagles. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. We're tied here early. They are running the offense. They're going to go right side. Pitts does on the dribble drive. Now moves off the screen out top. Looking to penetrate. Ducks under the defense. Shoots a fadeaway jumper. It's off the rim. No good. Harrington rebounds it. Puts it back up and in. Kevin Harrington with the offensive rebound and the putback for the Thayer Bobcats. And here comes Liberty with the basketball. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Alex Toon got it down in the corner to Parker Toon. He got it inside to Wells. Wells pump fake, shoots, no good. Rebound, saved from out of bounds by Thayer, picked up by Harrington. Harrington dribbles up the left side, pulls it down in the corner for Pitts. Pitts make a little head and shoulder fake, gives it back to Harrington on top to Deckard. Deckard now to Prince. Looking inside, had the cutter in there, didn't see him. Gives it back to Deckard. Deckard will give it back out to Pitts. Thayer being very deliberate here. Coach Matt Pitts scouting instructions to his offense. Easton got it down the right side of the lane, dumping it inside. Now gives it off to Prince going down the left baseline. Prince goes up with a shot. It's blocked, but he's fouled. He'll draw another one and go back to the free throw line. Foul this time on number 12, Braden Mays. That'll be his first and the third team foul already in the first quarter against the Liberty Eagle. Brandon Prince to the free throw line is misses the first one. He's now 1-for-2 officially from the free throw strike. Thayer is a team, is 2-for-4 so far. Here's another one up for Prince. That one is off the back iron. Shot it too hard. No good. Wells with a rebound for Liberty. Here come the Eagles. Parker Toon up the left side. Clark's on him. Penetrates in the lane. A little left-handed running jumper is up and no good. Harrington with a rebound for Thayer. Bobcats with the ball. 4-2 lead for Thayer. Here's Pitts going into the lane, stops, gives it back out, and in the corner to Deckard. Pump fake on a three, wraparound pass going to Harrington. He runs it down in the corner, gives it back out to Prince. Prince elevates, little 10-foot jumper, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, volleyed around, still volleyed around, and finally controlled by the Liberty Eagles. Eagles are rebounding right with the Thayer Bobcats, and here's a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats as Cooper Clark tried to go around behind and take the ball away from Alex Toon, and Coop called for the foul will be his first team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Liberty will inbound on the baseline. They'll bring it out front. That is Mays. Mays will feed it on the right side, and now down in the corner, Alex Toon for three. That one's off the mark. Wells with a rebound. His shot is blocked by Harrington, and Harrington comes down with a loose ball. What a block by Devin Harrington. There comes Pitts in the middle of the lane, kicks it to Cooper Clark in the corner, right back to Pitts, who comes out to get it. 4:34 to go in the first quarter. Thayer with a 2-point lead in the ball. Deckard shoots the three. That one's off the mark. Prince with the offensive rebound. Powered it back up and good. Brandon Prince now with 3 points early in the game. Thayer leads it by four. 4:17 to go in the first quarter. Thayer and Liberty going toe-to-toe here at the Tiger Fieldhouse in Houston, Missouri for the district championship. Liberty backs it out. Alex Toon throws it cross-court, and they're going to go to kind of a four-corner offense here. Here's Gavin Reese looking to penetrate. Keeps the dribble and goes all the way out into the corner, feeds it back out to Toon, and around to Parker Toon. Parker Toon trying to make a spin move with the elbow, gets in the lane, and he carries the ball. The official, we've been seeing that more in the district tournament. That's about the third or fourth time we've seen that called in the tournament. Maybe a little point of emphasis headed to the state tournament. Bobcats off the turnover. Gets the ball down to Harrington on the right side. Harrington penetrates in the lane. Kicks it out to Prince. Now on top to Deckard, fakes the three, goes inside, powers up a shot, it's blocked, and a rebound taken by Wells. Good play by Brayton Wells. Big kid got a block and rebounded it. And Hollis Deckard, no chance on that shot. At about 5'8", challenging the 6'8", Wells. Liberty with the ball out front. They feed it over to Gavin Reese. Reese goes to Parker Toon, fakes the three, pulls up, free throw line jumper. Off the rim, no good. Harrington yanks another one down. Here come the Thayer Bobcats trying to add to a four-point lead with 3:15 to go in the quarter. Here's Easton Pitt, spins in the lane, ducks, now fires a jumper. It's good. First two of the night for Easton Pitt. Hit that little 8-foot fadeaway jumper. Boy, he hardly ever misses that thing. 8-2 now. Thayer Bobcats with a lead, just under 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's another batted pass by Cooper Clark. Just like he did all football season, batting down those passes from the quarterback. He's continued it right on through the basketball season. I asked him one time, so he said he's going to have to stop doing it. His hand's starting to hurt. Liberty off the inbound. They got it to the right side. Here's the give out top for Reese. Reese over to Alex Toon. Toon brings it around the horn, ends up in the hands of Mays. Mays will give it right side to Gavin Reese. Liberty looks content just to pass around the perimeter looking for three balls. Here's Toon going to fire one away. That one's off the rim. Rebound, Devin Harrington again, got it out to Prince. We're out to Pitts. Easton, down the right side of the lane, fires one up off the rim. No. Bobcats had a chance at the offensive rebound, and now we get a foul coming the other way. Harrington tried to go up and grab that one off the rim and stuff it down. Couldn't quite get his hands on the ball. And then the foul was called on the Thayer Bobcats on Cooper Clark. Or no, they called it on Easton Pitts on that one. Second team foul against Thayer with 2:24 to go in the first quarter. Substitutions for Thayer, Cordell Washington and Riley White checking the game with 2:22 to play in the first quarter. Well, Thayer going seven deep already. He did that here on Wednesday night. Here's Toon going to the bucket, lays it up off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped up and in by Wells. Clayton Wells has scored all 4 points for Liberty. And with 2 minutes to go, it's a four-point Thayer Bobcat lead. Here's Prince into the lane, pulls up a little running one-hander, left it short, and he goes out of bounds. I think Prince was expecting some contact, gets it a free throw line, and it never came. Got to go up strong, Brandon, got to go up strong. Minute 55 to go in the quarter. Liberty with a chance to get back within two here with a bucket. They are back in a 1-3-1 matchup zone. Ball goes to Gavin Reese on the right side. He'll swing it left side to Alex Toon. Toon, a couple of dribbles, brings it back out to the wing. Now goes to the high post to Parker Toon. Dumps it down to Wells. Wells in traffic. Shot blocked by Washington. Loose ball on the floor. Liberty comes out with it. Over to Toon. Now back to Parker Toon. Back in the lane he goes. He's going to get fouled on the floor before the shot. See who they get for Thayer. Believe it'll be. That is number two, Cordell Washington, called for foul. What a block by Cordell Washington, and Wells went up for that shot. Cordell's 5'10". Wells, we already... That was 6'8". Washington got up high and blocked it from behind. Liberty off the inbound, off the foul. This team foul number three on Thayer here in the first quarter. Liberty, punch it out to Toon. That's Alex Toon. He'll swing it cross-court to Mays. Mays handles out top. Now gives it top of the key. For Parker Toon, looking to go down the left side of the lane. Bounces it to Wells. Wells waits for the defense to clear, misses the shot. Tips it back, no good. Rebound, Devin Harrington, and here come the Thayer Bobcats again with a four-point lead. Under a minute to play in the first quarter, Thayer leads it 8-4. Here's Easton Pitts in the line. Well, in the lane, gives it out now to Washington. Cordell going to the hole, puts it up. No! Rebound, controlled by Wells for Liberty. Outstanding job by Washington to get to the rim, but he couldn't quite get it to go down. Liberty with the ball. Got it inside. Now back outside to Toon for three. It rattles in and out. So good. Harrington down with another rebound. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Thayer up four with the ball. Here's Easton Pitts. Little fadeaway jumper on the baseline. Rims out. No good. Rebound Harrington. Back up and in. Second bucket of the night for Harrington. Thayer leads it by six. We're down to 20 seconds to go. Thought Thayer might hold that one for the final shot. They said, no, we're going. We get an opening. We're going to get the bucket. Liberty with the ball now. Out front is Parker Toon, little shake and bake. Couldn't lose Riley White. For the pass inside to Wells, back outside to Mays. Mays to Parker Toon, and they don't get a shot away. Liberty did not get a shot away. Great defensive effort by the Thayer Bobcats. That's the end of one quarter of play. Our score, 10 6-4. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Liberty Eagles here in the district championship. We'll be back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paints and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Now back at the Tiger Fieldhouse on the campus of Houston High School here in the heart of Texas County. And the Thayer Bobcats with a 10-4 lead over the Liberty Eagles as we start play in the second quarter. Thayer will have the ball to start the quarter. They get it to Cordell Washington. Washington driving into the inside. Lost the handle on the ball and picked up by the Liberty Eagles. Cordell had lined in a bucket. He got a little bit ahead of himself. And now Liberty with a chance to get back to within four. They feed it inside. Shot is up by Gavin Reese. Blocked. And here comes Cordell Washington for Thayer with the ball on the break. He'll kick it back to Deckard. Deckard will give to Pitts. Pitts up the left side, moves off the screen, gets down to the baseline. Couldn't find a shot. Leads it out now to Washington. Cordell will take it out to the top of the key. Now looking to penetrate right down the middle all the way to the bucket. Got bothered on the shot, and it wouldn't go in. And the rebound controlled by Liberty. Wells got that one. Here's Liberty with it out top. Gavin Reese leans it on the left side again to Toon. Liberty's only scored 4 points in this game. And all of them by Wells. They work it around the horn. Got it to Parker Toon for three. There you go. Parker Toon hits one from downtown. And that makes it a three-point game again, 10-7. Both teams having a little bit of trouble scoring. Bobcats have gotten some shots point blank at the rim and just never could put it in. Here's Cordell Washington in the lane. His shot blocked by Wells. Cordell didn't go up strong, and Wells blocked the shot. Here's Liberty with the ball. Somebody hits one in the corner. Here's Reese for three in the tie. It's no good. Rebound taken by Devin Harrington for Thayer. Harrington off on the break. Up the left side. Now pulls it back out to Deckard. Gives it out to Pitts. Easton into the lane. Goes jump stop. Lost the handle on the ball again, but he got fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot free throw. Fouls on number three. That is Alex Toon. Will be his first. And substitution for Thayer. Ryder White and Cordell Washington check out of the game as Cooper Clark and Brandon Prince are back in. Bobcats with a starter back on the court. Liberty has not made a substitution in the game yet. They're running the inbound play here. Got it into Brandon Prince. Prince in traffic. Gives it out to Deckard. Deckard going to Harrington. Cutting down the left side of the lane. Elevates for the jumper. It's good. Devin Harrington now with six in the first half. And the Thayer Bobcats run the lead back up to five. 12-7. Just over 6 minutes to go on the first half of basketball. Liberty working around the perimeter on the offensive end. Thayer playing. Well, they've kind of gotten out of the 1-3-1 matchup. Now they're playing a little 2-3 zone. And they play this 2-3 zone kind of like a man-to-man. Here's Parker Toon. Gets the ball in the free throw lane. And it's stolen by Cooper Clark. Clark gives out the pitch. Easton up the right side. A little shake and bake. Moves down to the baseline. Gives the ball out to Clark. Clark now to Harrington in the lane. Fakes right. Moves left. Shoots and scores. Devin Harrington starting to heat it up. He's got eight. He has scored the last 6 points for the Thayer Bobcats, who lead it now by seven, biggest lead of the game so far, 14-7. 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Liberty with the ball. They get to Parker Toon, goes down to the baseline, elevates for the shot, no good. Harrington, another rebound. That's about eight rebounds already in the game. Here's Pitts on the other end for three. That one's off the mark, and a rebound taken by Gavin Reese for Liberty. Eagles walking up the floor. Got it to Alex Toon. Alex in the corner to Parker Toon. Back out to Alex. The brothers, the junior and the sophomore. Here's a give to Gavin Reese. Straight on. Three-point shot is good. Gavin Reese hits one from downtown. Second made three-pointer for the Liberty Eagles. And it's back to a four-point Bobcat lead. Here's Prince from the free throw line. Hits the turnaround jumper. Brandon Prince now with five. We get a we got a foul call on the Liberty Eagles. We got a warning. We got a sideline warning called on the Liberty Eagle coach. Yeah, sideline warning. And he's back out on the court again now. You're okay to stand up and coach, but you can't walk out on the floor. That's what the official blew the whistle for, so he's had a warning. Next time would be a technical. Liberty works the ball around the perimeter. Down by six. The three-point shot, keeping them in it here in this second quarter. Bobcats still back in that zone. Liberty trying to bring him out. Shooting over the top. Gavin Reese goes right side to Mays. Mays holds it way out near midcourt. Now to Alex Toon. Alex will bounce it to Reese at the free throw line in the circle. Now bounces it down to Wells on the baseline. Wide open, thought about the shot. Now dribbles inside, powers it up. No good. Gets his own rebound and follows it in. Clayton Wells worked hard for the two right there. Kevin Harrington was in his face. And here's Harrington off a good pass in the lane. Pulls up, a little head and shoulder fake, shoots, no good. Brandon Prince with a rebound. His putback is blocked by Wells. 3:46 to go in the quarter. They are up by four. Oh, and there's a backcourt violation against Liberty. Yep. Alex Toon lost the handle and the ball bounced on the half court line. And that makes it a backcourt violation. So Thayer gets it after the unforced turnover by the Liberty Eagle. Easton Pitt walks it into the front court. Trying to go right corner for Deckard. Couldn't find him open. Now circles around to the left side. Pulls up 12-footer. No. Rebound. Controlled by Cooper Clark. Cooper on the baseline. Gives it to Prince. Prince in the lane. Shoots. No good. Clark with the offensive rebound. Trying to go back up. And we got a whistle, and he's going to be called for a travel. Yep. He lost the handle on it on the way up, but then caught it. Came back down on the ground. That was, in the official's eyes, a travel. I'm not so sure about that one, but that's the call. 16-12. Thayer leads. Liberty with the ball. Out top is Toon. Works it on the right side to Reese. Now in the corner to Wells. Wells back outside to Alex Toon in the corner. Now to Reese. Reese penetrates in the lane. Stops. Turns around. Shoots. Too hard. No good. Clark had the rebound. Taken by Reese. Couldn't follow it in. The rebound comes right back to him. Out to Toon for three. It's good. Alex Toon hits the three. That makes it a one-point game. 16-15. Thayer Bobcats not shooting the ball from downtown tonight. That's how Liberty's staying close. They've now hit on several. Here's Pitts again in the lane with a shot. No good. And an off the rebound going to be called on the Thayer. No, they're not going to call a foul. They're just going to call it out of bounds. I thought they were going to get Harrington for a push-off, but they did not. Harrington got a hand on the rebound. It couldn't control it and went out of bounds. So Liberty, and now Thayer going to apply pressure. 16-15, 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thayer with the lead, Liberty with the ball. Alex Toon steps across the timeline against the defense of Easton Pitt. And now Thayer looks like they're going to go man-to-man here, more or less. All outside, Alex Toon's got it. Handles against Cordell Washington, swings it down low, got it to Mays, in the lane, back outside to Reese for three more. No, off the rim, rebound, Brandon Prince for Thayer. Down the Bobcats, they get to Harrington up the left side. Devin, feeling it, goes down to the baseline, trying to power it up, and it's taken away. And here's Washington with a steal, puts it back up and in. Cordell Washington for the Thayer Bobcats with a beautiful defensive play with the steal. Put it back in. The Thayer Bobcats are back up by three. 18-15, excuse me. Good action here at the Tiger Fieldhouse in the district championship game. Here's Parker 2 for Liberty down the middle of the lane. Shot is up, blocked by Harrington. Loose ball picked up by Cooper Clark. Bobcats want to run again. Long pass to Harrington in the corner. He pops a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped up and off the hands of Liberty Eagles out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Chance to go up by five with a bucket. Thayer just not finding the range from the outside yet. Thayer has not hit a three-point shot in this game. And on the inbound, they bring it all the way back into the backcourt. Easton Pitts goes and gets it. And Coach Matt Pitts shouting instructions to his offense. They're going four low. Pitts with the got it outside, gives it to Brandon Prince on the baseline. Prince pulls up with a shot. That's no good. The rebound taken by the Liberty Eagles. Eagles pushing it up the floor. There's Mays. Should have been an offensive foul, but they're going to get Cordell Washington for a block. They call Cordell for the block. That should have been an offensive foul. And that is foul number two on Cordell. And the Liberty Eagles will not shoot free throws. That is just team foul number one against Thayer here in the second quarter. If you're going to depend on the Thayer Bobcats to foul you to get to the free throw line, you're not going to. They just don't commit many fouls. You can probably count on one hand the number of times they've had five in a quarter to put a team in the bonus. Liberty with the ball now. Down to 44 seconds to go in the first half. 18-15, Thayer Bobcats lead. Liberty with the ball. Out front, Gavin Reese feeds around to Parker Toon. Looking to drive to baseline. Gets trapped inside. And going to get fouled as he tries to go. He spins. And Cooper Clark got him across the wrist. No doubt about that one. Cooper Clark calls a foul. That's number two on Coop. As substitution here, he'll come to the Bobcat bench as Riley White will check back in the game for the Thayer Bobcat. 33 seconds to go in the first half. Liberty with the ball. Down by three. The inbound in the corner to Parker Toon. Thought about taking a three. Now trying to get down the baseline. Oh, he gets under the defense and scores. Parker Toon with his second bucket of the night makes it a one-point game. 22 seconds to go. Thayer Bobcats going to hold for the final shot. Easton Pitts crosses the timeline with 17. Mays comes out on him. Liberty now matching up in the man-to-man. Here's to give to Harrington. To Riley White. Back outside to Prince. And now Pitts. 8 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer down for the final bucket. Pitts going to fire the three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound Liberty. And that's the end of our first half of play. High score, 18-17. Thayer Bobcats lead the Liberty Eagles 5-1 at the halftime intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime activity brought to you by Community First Banking Company in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Did you get it switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Now back here at the Tiger Fieldhouse, side of the Class 3 District 10 Basketball Championship on the men's side. And at the half, the Thayer Bobcats, the number one seed, are getting pushed by number 3 Liberty. 18-17 is our score. Thayer had a 10-4 lead at the end of the first quarter. Liberty outscored them 13-8 in the second quarter thanks to 3 three-point makes. Now, the three ball, as you know, if you listen to Bobcat Sports, I call it the old equalizer. And tonight, it is the old equalizer. Liberty has scored 9 of their 17 points from the three-point line. Thayer has scored 0 of their 18 points from the three-point line. So the old equalizer is really coming to play in this one here tonight. Thayer just not shooting the ball well. And a lot of that is the defense of the Liberty Eagles. They've been really good tonight, especially the Wells kid in the middle. Already 3 or 4 block shots. And on the other end, Thayer Bobcats are doing the same thing. They're kind of forcing Liberty to shoot the three. And the difference is when Thayer shoots it, it's not going in. When Liberty shoots it, it is. So good ball game so far. 18-17, Thayer with the lead over the Liberty Eagles here at the Houston High School gym. If you're in the media facility, you might want to come out and enjoy the rest of this one. We got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here in the Tiger Fieldhouse. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report, powered by Community First Banking Company. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your first half story on the Ecom Sports Network.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats." The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys. Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And we're back, and again, it's halftime. The halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Thayer, and Mountain Grove. And yeah, we're at the Tiger Fieldhouse in Houston, Missouri, where the Thayer Bobcats, the number one seed, has a slim one-point lead at the half over number three Liberty here in the Class 3 District 10 championship game. Let's take a look at the scoring. First up for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Liberty Eagles. They're led by Drayton Wells with 6 points in the first half. 5 for Parker Toon, a 3 for Alex Toon, and a 3 for Gavin Reese. The Thayer Bobcats are led by the senior, Devin Harrington. He's got 8. Brandon Prince with 5. 2 for Cordell Washington, 2 for Easton Pitts, and just 1 for Cooper Clark tonight. That obviously coming from the free throw line with the first point of the ballgame, as a matter of fact. But again, Thayer got some work to do. They only lead by 1 here at the halftime intermission. I do want to remind you again, be sure and join us tomorrow night for Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball as the Lady Bobcats will play for the Girls Championship here in District 3 Class, or District 10 in Class 3. Thayer Lady Bobcats will take on the Licking Lady Wildcats. They'll be over at the Cabool High School gym. Game time is 6 o'clock. And by the way, if you're going to that game, you do have to have the cyber ticket. Right there doing the cyber ticket over at Kabul. Again, 6 o'clock for the tip-off. We'll have it right here on K-Country 95. Here come the Thayer Bobcats to get their halftime warm-ups in and see if they can turn it on in the second half and get a victory here in the district championship. I mentioned in the pregame show, the Thayer Bobcats have won 11 district championships in a row, and they have been under the direction of Coach Matt Pitts in 18 district championship games in a row. But it kind of looks to me like, you know, kind of watching this game and evaluating, Bobcats seem to be wound tighter than a banjo tonight. I mean, shots that they normally make aren't going in. They just seem to be a little bit tight, maybe feeling some pressure from that long district championship winning streak. All right, let's take a timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PBG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back at the Tiger Fieldhouse, ready for our third quarter to get underway. The Thayer Bobcats first to take the floor, and the Liberty Eagles will follow. Get some last-minute words of encouragement from their coach. And I believe it'll be Liberty Eagle basketball. We have not had a held ball in this game. A jump ball, so to speak. Liberty won the opening toss. Thayer got the ball to start the second quarter. Now Liberty will have the ball to start the third quarter. Means Thayer will get it to start the fourth, unless we have a held ball sometime during this game. All right, Thayer, back to the starters on the floor. Pitts, Deckard, Harrington, Prince, and Clark. Liberty Eagles have not made a substitution in this game. They're still going with Toon, Reese, Wells, and Mays. And out front, Parker Toon with the ball, bounces it inside to Wells. Wells will head and shoulder fake, shoots and scores. And the Liberty Eagles, for the first time tonight, have taken the lead 19-18 for the first bucket of the second half. Thayer with the ball, down by one. First time they trailed the game. Here's Deckard for three. Off the front rim, no good. And Clark with the offensive rebound, couldn't follow it. Harrington follows it on the other side. Devin Harrington puts the Bobcats back on top at 20-19. And here comes Liberty with the ball. Just underway in the third quarter. Here's Toon with a long three. That's high off the rim, no good. Easton Pitts down the rebound for Thayer. Bobcats want to run. Up the right sideline goes Pitts. They give it out to Harrington, now to Deckard. Deckard looking to drive the baseline, stops, looking for an outlet, gives it to Cooper Clark at the elbow. Cook to Pitts for three out of the corner, off the back iron. Brandon Prince goes and gets the rebound for Thayer, powers it back up and in. Brandon Prince, that was 7 points in the game, and the Thayer Bobcats open a three-point lead, 22-19. We get an official timeout as one of the Liberty players tying his shoe, gives us time to say thanks. It's more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, like Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, and Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry. 3 point Thayer Bobcat lead, 6:46 to go in the third. Liberty Eagles with the basketball. Toon gives to Reese and back to Toon. Liberty trying to figure out what they want to do here offensively against this Bobcat zone defense. Toon brings it on the left side for Parker Toon. Alex and Parker, yeah, they're brothers. Here's Parker Toon, the older of the two, goes up, shot in the lane, he's good. Parker Toon, that's a nice little jumper right there. Down from about 10 feet away, Thayer with the ball. They'll bounce it down to Clark. Clark going to Harrington. Harrington elevates. His shot is blocked and goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball on the inbound. Harrington trying to go with that little running one-hander. And Wells said, not in my house this time, buddy. Knocked it out of bounds. Thayer will run the inbound play here with 6:15 to go in the third. They'll lob it in to Cooper Clark. Cooper gives it to Pitts. Easton, a little step back, couldn't get the shot. Now fakes the three. going down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Deckard for three. It's off the front rim. Cooper Clark with a rich side rebound goes up. His shot is blocked by Wells, and the Liberty Eagles come out with a loose ball. Wells has been a force tonight in the middle for the Liberty Eagles. Here's Gavin Reese for three in the tie for Liberty. It's no good. Harrington skies for the rebound and leads the break for Thayer. Got it up now to Deckard. Deckard to Pitt. Thayer obviously trying to get something going from the outside here. Now Pitt's been to the inside, pulls up short jumper, no. Rebound, Cooper Clark had a man on his back, and the ball gets bounced away, picked up by Liberty. Thayer holding to a one-point lead here, 22-21. Liberty with the ball, 5:26 to go in the third. Folks, you don't want to leave this one. This one's going to be a barn burner. Third quarter action. Liberty working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Got it down in the corner to Parker Toon. Wanted to shoot the three, doesn't. Gives it out to Mays. Now around the horn to Reese. Reese dumps it inside through the hands of Wells and picked off by Cooper Clark for Thayer. Clark got it down to Harrington. Harrington gives it back to Clark, trailing the play. Now to Deckard. Deckard to the free throw line. Gives it down inside to Prince. Up with a shot. It's blocked. He's fouled. He'll go. Oh, we're going to call an offensive foul. That's a horrible call. Brandon Prince, after the shot was blocked, ran into the Liberty Eagle player, and I don't doubt that he did, but he was fouled on the shot. That was not a good call. Cooper Clark is going to come out of the game now for Thayer. Riley White will check in. And here come the Liberty Eagles with a chance to regain the lead if they can hit a bucket here. 22-21, low-scoring game at the Tiger Fieldhouse. Here's Toon for the lead. It's no good. The rebound taken by Brandon Prince for Thayer. Brandon out to Easton Pitt. Easton races up the floor, bounces it on the baseline to White. Riley gives it back to Easton Pitt, and he'll go back out top and restart the offense for Thayer. Pitt just handles out between the circles. Defense not coming out on him. Now give it over to Deckard. Deckard to Prince on the left wing. Wing there right side to Harrington. Back to Deckard on the wing. Bounces it down low and pass inside, deflected, and Prince gets on the loose ball for Thayer. Gives it out to Pitt. Easton, a little shake and bake out front. Couldn't take the defender. Thayer with the basketball here. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bobcats continue swinging around the perimeter. Now to Deckard. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Bounces it inside for Prince. Prince turns right. Little baby hook shot is up. No good. Riley White with a rebound. Goes back up. It's blocked by Wells again. Parker Toon with a rebound. Liberty with a chance to regain the lead. Into the lane, and we stepped out of bounds. Parker Toon trying to drive the baseline. Bobcats got good position down there and forced him out of bounds. So Thayer Bobcats dodge a bullet there with 3:50 to go in the third quarter, and we'll walk it up the floor. 22-21, Thayer lead. Bobcats have opened the second half about as cold as they played in the first half. Here's Easton Pitch going to fire a three. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound Wells for Liberty. Wells doing the job tonight. Got it down to Alex Toon for three in the lead. That's no good. Easton Pitts rebound. Thayer on the break. Pitts got it up to Riley White. He pulls it up on the wing. Gives it back to Pitts, and the Bobcats will set the offense with 3:15 to go in the third. Thayer's only scored 4 points in this quarter. Liberty has scored four. Here's a pass inside for Harrington. Harrington feels backside pressure, picks up his dribble, and now is going to get, oh, he's going to get tied up, and a held ball will belong to the Thayer Bobcats. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, Thayer Bobcat. Inbound down under the bucket. Jacob Deckard, the trigger man, will bounce it in to Riley White. Got it out to Prince. Brandon down the left side of the lane, back out to White. White got it to Deckard. Oh, he's got to pull the trigger on that three. Didn't. Gives it back out to Prince. Prince driving inside, dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. Say the Thayer Bobcats haven't played well tonight might be an understatement. And here's a substitution for Liberty. Mays will go to the sideline. Number four checks into the game for the Liberty Eagles. Number four, that is, no, they don't have a number four in the program. Is it? Yes, number four. I think it's Landon Hines was number 11 last time we saw him. So Hines into the game, or number four. Here's Alex Toon out front for Liberty. Eagles with the ball. Down by one. They get it to Gavin Reese. Gets control on the right side of the lane. Now kicks it back out. Alex Toon going into the lane. Pulls up. Little jumper is good. Alex Toon gives the Liberty Eagles the lead again. 23-22. And we get a timeout on the floor. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down one in the district championship. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Oh, we're back here at the Tiger Fieldhouse in Houston, Missouri, the Class 3 District 10 Championship. By the way, just got word in the Class 2 District over at Mansfield, Hartville leads Norwood 24-12 at the half. So good ball game going on over there as well. So Hartville, and those two teams have played twice already this year, and they have split those two wins. So whoever wins there tonight will win the rubber game of the match. All right, Thayer Bobcats will have the ball here out of the timeout. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down by one. They've had three lead changes here in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats trying to make it a fourth as Pitts brings it into the front court. Hines is on him. Easton dribbles away from the defense. Liberty's now playing man-to-man. Here goes Easton Pitts to the free throw line. Pulls up with a jumper off the back iron. No good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Can't add to the lead here. And they will. No, they're not going to slow it down, are they? Tune wings it over to Hines. Hines will give it back to Tune out front. That is Alex Tune, the sophomore. Gives it to Gavin Reese now, top of the key. Reese hit a big three just before the first half. He got the ball now to the left elbow, pulls up the jumper, it's off the rim, no good. Rebound Harrington, and he gets fouled. That'll be on Gavin Reese, trying to follow up the shot. Reese called for his second foul of the game. First Liberty Eagle with two fouls. Thayer's got Clark and Washington with two each. Now Hines is out as Mays will check back in the game for the Liberty Eagle. Minute 45 to go on the third. Liberty up one. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Somebody needs to hit a shot. Bobcats have just been cold all night long. Pitts brings it into the front court, gives to Devin Harrington. Devin, give it out to Deckard. Bobcats running that weave out front, back to Pitts, into the lane, dumps it off to Prince. Prince lays it up and in. Brandon Prince now with 9 points of the game. The Thayer Bobcats have regained the lead 24-23 with just over a minute to go in the third quarter. Liberty with it. Reese the tune. Looks in the corner. Nobody there. He'll kick it over to Mays. Mays holds it out around the wing. Gives it off in the corner to Reese for three. No. Rebound Easton Pitts. Bobcats on the break. Pitts on the three-on-three. Attacks the basket from the left side. Couldn't get a shot away. Feeds it out to Deckard. Steps into a three. Oh, in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Wells for Liberty, and the Eagles with a chance to regain the lead again. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. 24-23 our score. Thayer with the lead. Liberty with the ball. Mays has it on the right side. Looking inside. Nobody open. Now they get it down low for Mays. He turns, shoots, and scores. Wells with the bucket. Nice entry pass by Mays. Wells, and Wells in double figures with 10. First Liberty Eagle in double figures. Thayer Bobcats down one. 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. Harrington with it. Goes down to the baseline. Dumps it inside. Oh, and the pass is deflected and picked up by two. Liberty with the ball. 13 seconds to go. There goes Parker Toon into the lane. Gets it back outside with 6 seconds. Parker Toon now driving the baseline. Got a lane to the bucket and scores the layup. And here's Thayer, a long shot at the other end, hits the backboard. But that's the end of three quarters of play. A score, 27-24. The Liberty Eagles lead the Thayer Bobcats. We'll take timeout. We'll be back to Tiger Fieldhouse in just 1 minute with our fourth quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And we're back ready for our fourth quarter. Well, you can hear the Liberty Eagle fans. They are excited. Liberty Eagles lead your Thayer Bobcats 27-24 as we head to the fourth quarter. And Liberty with the ball to start the fourth quarter. 8 minutes left in the game. Who wins the district championship? It's the gut check here for both these teams. Liberty with the ball. Off the inbound, got to Mays. He'll fire a three. It's off the rim, no good. And the long rebound comes out to Hollis Deckard for Thayer. Deckard got up to Harrington. Harrington, inside, back outside to Deckard for three. No. They bunch it inside for Prince. Prince, little baby hook shot is good. Brandon Prince, 11 points to lead the Thayer Bobcats tonight. And that makes it a one-point game. Liberty with the ball. Thayer looking to get it back. Look for Thayer to really increase the intensity defensively here now. Alex Toon with it out in the open court. He'll give it up to Gavin Reese. And back to Toon. Liberty kind of taking the air out of the ball here. Maybe just trying to feel out the defense a little bit. Here's a give around to Gavin Reese on the right side. And now out front to Parker Toon. He's looking to penetrate down the left side of the lane. Lays it up and good. Second Liberty Eagle in double figures. Parker Toon with a left-handed move. There, Bobcats couldn't get there to stop it. Thayer with the ball down by three. Deckard fakes the three-point shot. Pulls up his dribble, gives to Harrington in the lane. He dumps it down inside to Prince for the lay-in. He actually got it to Cooper Clark, and Clark a little wraparound pass to Prince for the easy layup on the left side. Thayer back within one again. Oh, almost a steal by Pitts out of midcourt. Gavin Reese got it for Liberty. He's over to Parker Toon. Back out to Alex Toon. Liberty kind of taking the air out of the ball here. Maybe a bit early in the game for them. Alex Toon handles it out near midcourt. Almost stepped out of bounds on the sideline. Got it now down in the corner. Back outside to Gavin Reese. 6:15 to go in the game. Liberty by one with the ball. Getting in no hurry here offensively. They dump it to Wells now. Gives it to Reese in the corner. Reese penetrates into the lane. Kicks it back outside. Alex Toon for three. Good. That is the fourth three-pointer of the night for the Liberty Eagles. Mayor Bobcat still has now made one. Thayer punches inside again to Brandon Prince. He shoots, scores, and he's fouled. Brandon Prince, the Bobcat senior, he says, I don't want to stop playing yet. And Brandon Prince will go to the free throw line. Foul, by the way, was on Wells. That'll be number three on Wells tonight. Thayer Bobcat, they take it right back at him and get him out of the ballgame. He has really done a nice job getting things done in the middle. And Brandon Prince banks the free throw off the window. It's good. 16 on the line for Prince. And the Thayer Bobcats, just like that, back to within one, 32-31. Liberty taking the time, bringing up the floor, 5:47 to go. Here's Mays looking to get rid of it. Does to Gavin Reese on the right side wing. By the way, Thayer got Riley White and Cordell Washington back in the game. Here goes Parker Toon around the left side again. Tried to pass in the middle, stolen by Washington. Bobcats on the break. Oh, they threw it away. Washington tried to lead Riley White with a pass. It went over his head and out of bounds on the sideline. Thayer had a chance to regain the lead with 5:29 to go in the game. Couldn't get it done. Liberty with it in the backcourt. Alex Toon feeds up across the timeline to Reese. Back to Toon. Toon will hold it at midcourt. Oh, and a pass stolen by Harrington. He drives. He dumps it home. Devin Harrington with a monster jam. And the Thayer Bobcats have regained the lead, 33-32. And we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages. from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
We're back at the Tiger Fieldhouse, Houston, Missouri. Bayer Bobcats just got a monster jam by Dr. Dunkenstein, serving up a jam sandwich to the folks here at the Tiger Fieldhouse, and have regained the lead 33-32 with 5:11 to play in the game. And Coach Harrell for Liberty called an immediate timeout. They inbound the ball. Bayer with a little bit of backcourt pressure by Easton Pitt. Out throws it over to Reese, and he'll bring it across the timeline, working against Riley White. In the back out to Alex Toon. Alex at midcourt pulls up his dribble, gives to Parker Toon. Fake right, now goes left, and we get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul called on the Bayer Bobcats. Foul will be on Cordell Washington, will be his third of the night. And the second team foul against the Bobcats here in the fourth quarter. Liberty Eagles will inbound the ball on the sideline. That probably wasn't a bad foul right there. Parker looked like he got into the lane. Bobcat fans wanted a walk. They can get the call. Here's Gavin Reese off the inbound with the ball top of the key. Takes it to the right side. Now feeds out to Alex Toon. Back to Gavin Reese. Reese, well, head and shoulder fake. Powers it up the left side. Gives it to Parker Toon in the corner. Toon will bring it out to the wing on the dribble. Liberty, again, taking their time here. Down by one. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Parker Toon spins the lane. Shoots for the lead. It's good. He got the bounce. Parker Toon now with 13 and Liberty back up by one. I told you this had all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner. Here's Bayer with the ball. Washington into the lane. Gets hammered. He'll go to the line and shoot 2 free throws. And that's going to be on Wells. And that is number 4 on the big kid for Liberty. 4th foul. And that's exactly why Cordell Washington was put in the game. Get that ball. Go right after the big one. Get that 4th foul. And he'll have to be careful now. That will help the Bobcats' chances here to come back and win this game. Cordell Washington at the free throw line has 2 points in the game and shoots the first free throw. It is no good. Remember, Cordell was a late addition to the team. Didn't get eligible until mid-January and just has been struggling to find his stroke, especially at the free throw line. He'll shoot one here. This will be for the tie. It's up. It looks good. It is. We are tied at 34. Bayer and Liberty. Liberty with the ball. 4 minutes and change to go in the fourth quarter. They get the ball to Alex Tooney. Races up across the timeline. Almost lost it. He's going to get fouled in the open court. That'll be on Easton Pitt. Foul number 2 on Easton tonight. And it'll be Liberty ball inbounds on the near side with 4:04 to go in the game. Inbound in the backcourt to Toon. Toon bounces it to Wells, way out around the three-point line. And he'll give it right back to Alex Toon. Alex Toon looking inside, nobody open. Feeds it over to Reese now on the left side wing. Riley White jumps out on him defensively. And now Reese going down to the baseline. Lost the handle, gathers it back in. Throws it away. Reese just turned with a blind pass and threw it away. And the Thayer Bobcats with a chance to regain the lead here with 3:41 to go in the game. Fitz. Crosses the timeline, gives to Harrington. No, he keeps it. Pulls down, up on the free baseline. Jumper, good. Easton Pitt. Maybe that'll get Easton started. It's only his second bucket of the game. But it breaks the tie. Thayer leads it by 2, 36-34. Liberty with it. Gavin Reese up the left side. Sees an opening, goes into the lane. Looking for a shot. Elevates, shoots, no good. Rebound, Devin Harrington for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. 3:09 to play in the game. Thayer up by 2 with the ball. Easton Pitt at midcourt will just hold it out there, get a little rest on the offensive end. 36-34, Thayer leads. Now Pitt making a move as the defense jumps out on it. I backed it back out on the dribble drive near midcourt. Thayer can afford to use a little time here with the lead. Pitt will bounce it off to Washington. Cordell hands off to Harrington out top. Back to Pitts. Thayer running that weave out top. And now Easton going to keep it. Mays comes out on him. Pitts takes him to the elbow. Gives the ball to Harrington. Harrington, oh, we got a whistle. We got a foul. They'll be called on the Liberty Eagles as Harrington made a move toward the bucket. Be a non-shooting foul. It is on number 2. That is Parker Toon will be his first of the game. and the third team foul on Liberty. So one more, and then Thayer will start shooting when it gets to five. Bobcats inbound the ball to Riley White at the elbow. Riley bounces one time, hands it to Pitts. Easton out around the three-point line, backs it out. 2:28 to play in the game. Thayer with a two-point lead in the ball. They got it to Washington. Cordell gives it back to Pitts. And we get a timeout call by the Thayer Bobcats. Coach Pitts wanted to draw up something here to maybe add to this lead. 36-34, Thayer up by two with 2:21 to play in the game. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
And we're back here with a thanks to some Warrior Thayer Bobcat boosters like Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farms in Thayer, and Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield. Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball with 2:21 remaining, leading by two, 36-34, low-scoring affair. Both these teams defensively have been really good tonight. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. By the way, during the timeout, they got Hollis Deckard back in the game. Deckard out there to help handle the ball as the Bobcats are running a little clock here. Deckard with it. Fakes a handoff to Harrington. Now gets it to him in the lane. Short jumper is no good. Prince with a rebound. Couldn't follow. Harrington with a follow. No. Harrington again. He scores. Devin Harrington working hard for that two. And Thayer now up by four. Here's Toon getting ball down inside the well. Poked away by Brandon Prince. And the Thayer Bobcats come out with a loose ball. Thayer Bobcats with a lead by four. Minute 36 to go in the game. Harrington with it. Thought about a three. Didn't take it. Brings it out to the wing. Feeds the ball to Easton Pitts. Pitts between the circles. Getting about to the time. Liberty's going to have to start fouling. Here's Hollis Deckard. Gives the ball to Pitts. And he is fouled by Mays. And for Mays, that'll be his second foul of the game. Non-shooting foul, but Thayer will start shooting the free throws on the next one. Minute 22 to play in the game. Thayer up by four. And we get a timeout call by Coach Harrell of the Mountain View University Liberty Eagles. Minute 22 to play. Thayer up by four. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
And we're back at the Tiger Fieldhouse. Well, we've had a dandy here tonight. Not a lot of scoring, but it has been intense from the outset. Biggest lead for Thayer all night has been 7 points. And the biggest lead for Liberty has been four. We've been back and forth. We've had about five different lead changes here in the second half. It's been a good old-fashioned high school basketball game. Big crowd, district championship. Winner moves on to the regionals. Loser goes home. That's loud in here. This is what basketball, high school basketball, is all about right here. Thayer Bobcats have the ball coming out of the timeout. Minute 22 to go. They lead it by four, 38-34. Hollis Decker will be the trigger man. Liberty may go for a foul real quick here as time is running out on the Eagle. Bobcats with the ball in the backcourt. Pitts will get it across the timeline from Decker. Pitts was tied up by a double team, got rid of it to Prince. Prince back out to Pitts, back to Prince, down in the corner. And Prince is going to be fouled on the play. That'll be on Gavin Reese, senior for the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. They've only got one senior in their starting lineup. That is Gavin Reese. And here's Brandon Prince at the free throw line. Brandon leads the Bobcats in scoring tonight with 16. And looking to add to that point total here from the free throw line with a minute 8 to play. And the first one is good. Prince with 17 in the game. I look over at Dad, Mom, and they are beaming right now. Brandon's had a wonderful game tonight. Second one on the way for the Bobcats senior. It is good. He hits them both. Ice water in his veins. Brandon Prince with 18. And the Liberty Eagles throw it away. Oh, almost threw it away on the other end. It'll be Liberty ball. Thayer was there. Almost got the turnover. 1:05 to play. Thayer up by 6 now. Liberty with the ball. See if they go for an immediate 3 or they try to get it in the paint. Here's Parker Toon backing down to the defender at the free throw line. Spins in the paint. Shoot. No good. Rebound Hollis Deckard, and he's fouled by Wells. And Wells has just fouled out of the game. This young man right here, Brayton Wells, folks, I'm going to tell you, he has played a dandy game. Just a junior, 6'8". I bet he's got 6 or 7 block shots tonight and a boatload of rebounds to go along with 10 points. In fact, he's the second leading scorer for the Liberty Eagles tonight. He fouls out with 55 seconds to play, and he ought to get a glad hand from the Liberty fans. He's one of the reasons their team is right in this game in the final minute. So Thayer will send Hollis Decker to the free throw line to shoot 2. That was the 16 foul. First one is up for Hollis, and it's good. First point of the game for the Bobcat junior guard. Hollis Decker puts Thayer up by 7, trying to make it an 8-point game here with 55 seconds to go. Remember the old equalizer, though. Liberty can shoot to 3. Deckard with another one. He's got 2 in the game. And here comes the Liberty Eagles. Alex Toon crosses the timeline. Thayer getting him tied up in the corner. He got rid of it. It goes to, we're going to get a foul call. Wow. Get a foul call on Riley White. Riley was face guarding the guy getting the ball. Riley didn't even know it was coming. And here's Liberty on the inbound. Pass is almost stolen by Harrington. Ooh, but it goes off his hands out of bounds. Thayer denying the inbound here. Trying to get the ball back with an 8-point lead. Liberty looking inbound. Reese hands it in to Parker Toon. Toon goes through a double team. Kicks it in the corner. Mays fakes the 3. Back out to Reese. They got to hurry. Somebody's got to shoot it. Hines with it in the corner. Poked away by Easton Pitch. It goes out of bounds. The Thayer Bobcat defense is scrambling. They're not allowing the Liberty Eagles to get a shot away. We've had 20 seconds run off the clock on this possession. Liberty hadn't got it inside the 3-point line yet. They inbound it to Alex Toon. Got to get urgent now. They go to Reese. Reese, covered up by the defense, gives it to Parker Toon. He'll fight a long 3. No good. Rebound, Easton Pitts. And that might do it. Pitts being chased in the backcourt. And gets fouled back there. And Easton Pitts, with 24 seconds to go, is going to go to the free throw line and shoot 2 for Thayer. Fouls on number 12, Gavin, or should be number 12 is Mays, will be his third. And Easton Pitts, who has only scored 4 points in the game tonight, will go to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Stay tuned for our postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Center. Coming your way in about 24 seconds of game time. Here's Boyd checking in the game. Mays will check out for the Liberty Eagles. We saw that young man Saturday. Shoots the 3, extremely well. He shot 1 Saturday and made it. First free throw good for Pitts. He hits them both. 6 points for Easton. Thayer now leads it by 10, 44-34. This one's about all over with the shouting. Alex Toon with it for Liberty. Goes in the lane. Shot is almost blocked by Harrington. Then he comes down with the rebound. Harrington pushing it up the floor. Takes it all the way up to the wing on the dribble drive. Feeds it over to Deckard in the corner with 5 seconds. Deckard can just dribble out the clock, and your Thayer Bobcats have won the 12th straight district championship. Bobcats hang 20 points on the board in the fourth quarter and beat the Liberty Eagles, who only scored 7, 20-7. They outscored Liberty in the fourth quarter, and the Thayer Bobcats are your Class 3 District 10 champions for a 12th consecutive year. Wow, what a game we saw here tonight, and what resilience by these Thayer Bobcats. They were down, got down by 4, 1 point, and battled back to win it, going away by 10, 44-34. All right, it's time for your Thayer Bobcat postgame report, brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We'll be joined, I think, by Coach Matt Pitts of Thayer Bobcats here momentarily. Let's step away. We'll be back to the Tiger Fieldhouse in just give it 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating.